Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Five Rivers Metro Parks and GearFest, the Midwest outdoor experience presented by Subaru at Eastwood Metro Park, September 30th through October 1st. Attendees can enjoy demonstrations, try a recreational activity, listen to live music, enjoy a craft beer garden, and more. Details are available online at metroparks.org/GearFest. We just heard Thurston Moore doing a track from his newest solo album. It's called Demolished Thoughts. We had Gillian Welch before that with The Way It Goes, and the Ravana Colts started us off doing South of Ohio. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and it is my great pleasure to welcome our musical guest for the evening into the studio. She's been here before with Jasper the Colossal, but now we're going to hear some of her solo material, including some tracks from her solo album that came out earlier this summer. We're also going to hear some new tunes as well. It is my great pleasure to welcome Paige Beller into the studio.
This song is called Strung Up High. It's off the album Don't You Dare. Available on Bandcamp. A rush of disgust past my close observation is careful persuasion. What's off actual thought, but instead lies illusion. A moving direction when backwards perfection binds me to this spot. And dainty misleadings, entangled up tales of a love that you once left behind. Found it was under your bed all along, but above it causes me to blind myself to what really may be going on. But I'm too tired to run anymore, so I'll sit at your door, feet bowed to the floor, and wait for you to waste my mind. 'Cause our lives are wearing thin, so let's begin. If you had something to say, you can say I'm a liar, you can say I'm a fake, that I'm a good intention with bad decisions. I've made my mistakes and I'm looking to fill in the blanks. But don't say I'm a waste, just a tireless worker of selfless this nature, who's constantly swinging from ropes not seen by the naked eye.
That was Paige Beller live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Paige, welcome.
Hi, Juliet. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. A little hectic today, but...
You're a busy lady, I know. You know, you've got the solo stuff, you've got Jasper, you've got job life, all that fun stuff. How's your summer been going since you put the album out?
Well, like you said, extremely busy. I've been trying to write a new album for the solo stuff, pretty much done now, but that's pretty much what I've been spending all of my free time since my car broke down doing. Just trying to write that album and then practicing with Jasper as much as humanly possible. We got a very busy winter coming up, so last couple of months kind of just been preparation for all of that.
Very cool. Very cool. Do you, you said you've been working on a lot of stuff for the next solo album. When you sit down to write a song, do you sort of know, like, okay, this is something for, you know, my solo career, or this is something that I'm going to work on with Jasper, or does it kind of come to light as you start working on something?
It kind of takes a little bit. Usually, I don't usually sit down just to write a song. It's kind of like one of those. I kind of get something stuck in my head, and then I go write it. So it just kind of depends on the content of the song. You know, I have to keep all my sappy love songs to myself. The girls won't let me do that. So yeah. So, and then, you know, just tempo and everything else. It's just kind of whatever's going to fit best with whichever project.
Cool, cool. Well, tell me a little bit about the album that you released earlier this year.
It's called Don't You Dare, and it was recorded actually quite some time ago. We started working on it. Jason Gilmore and I started working on it about a year and a half ago now, and just kind of between life and job and bands and whatnot, it just took about that long to get everything done. But I'm pretty happy with it. It's kind of now one of those things that a year and a half after you put out an album, that's why I'm so ready to put out the next album, because I've been working on these other songs. But I'm actually very happy with the way it came out. It's got, I should know, 10 songs on it. I'm like, wow, I don't know how many songs are on my own album. But and it is available on bandcamp.com for however much you want to give me, pretty much. I think there's a minimum on there. I set these things up and I kind of forget, honestly. It's terrible.
Well, as far as getting to record with Jason, you know, with a fellow musician that you've played with and a friend, does that make the recording process different than, say, you know, going into a studio and having a weekend or a week to hammer everything out, being able to work with a friend and work, you know, in a home? I assume you recorded in his home studio?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So being able to do it that way, do it at your own pace, do you find that there's an advantage or a disadvantage to going that route, or...?
The only disadvantage I could think of is that I'm very impatient. As soon as I record it, I want to hear it. I drive Jason crazy with that, and there's so much you have to do before you can put it actually onto a CD. So that's about the only disadvantage I can think of. Other than that, though, it's excellent because I get to have that person to bounce ideas off of. I mean, a lot of, like, Jason plays a lot of bass for me, and he wrote all of the bass lines that he played underneath on the three songs that he did that he played on, and then he also writes MIDI tracks, and he does, you know, some of the drum tracking for me. It's really nice to have that extra person in there. And Jason and I have very similar writing styles, but he also has, you know, about 10 more years of experience doing it, so it's very nice to have somebody to kind of work with, as opposed to just trying, you know, going in there and nailing it all out in a weekend, and it's what I wanted it to sound like, but it might not be the best it could be.
And so along those lines, do you find that when you're recording your solo stuff, do your songs evolve throughout the recording process?
Absolutely. Be a lot of times I'll hear, you know, even just hearing it from the outside, you know, a lot of I don't have anything to record it on except for my cell phone generally. So a lot of times I'm hearing these songs like objectively for the first time. So that makes a whole lot of difference when it comes down to actually writing the song. I end up changing a lot of songs once I actually hear them in front of me.
When you were here with Jasper, we talked about different influences in the band and different musical influences. What are your influences for your solo material?
Those are pretty much constantly growing. Lately, I mean, I've definitely been on a very big country kick and kind of like a bluegrass kind of thing, but obviously just Jenny Lewis, would be probably my biggest at the moment. But I've also been listening to Sarah Jaffe. She's an artist out of Texas that is just now actually kind of starting to make her rounds, and listening to her CD a ton, and that's definitely influenced a lot of my writing lately.
What's it like? What are the differences going out and performing as a solo artist versus being an artist with a band?
The biggest challenge is getting people to actually be quiet enough for them to hear you. With the band, it's, you know, you're automatically, you're in their face, you have a drummer. I mean, especially with Sarah being our drummer, you're going to hear her whether you like it or not. She will make sure of it. But, you know, the solo stuff, it's kind of, you get up there and, you know, granted, I don't look like your average acoustic musician, so I think that works in my favor because I think a lot of people are expecting me to get up there playing, you know, punk rock or something like that, and then I get up playing these slow alternative country things, and I think that confuses people a little bit, which works in my advantage, but it's pretty hard to get people to actually, especially in a bar situation.
And I know one of your upcoming gigs is that you're playing Ladyfest. And I know that that's something you've been involved with the whole time it's been in Dayton, or almost the whole time.
Well, my level, like, I've played every year, both solo and with Jasper. Pretty sure. Yeah, first year. Okay, I wanted to make sure. I was like, I was doing the solo stuff then. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've played every year of Ladyfest, and, you know, I'm friends with Mary Catherine and Jen Money and, you know, Jen Bremen for the first one. And I haven't been as involved this year at all, just due to, again, schedule and whatnot. But I'll definitely be playing it, and we're going to be doing it. I'm going to help out a lot with the promotion and whatnot. That's kind of always been my role in that, though, because I'm absolutely the most unorganized person you'll ever meet in your life. You don't want me to touch anything clerical when it comes to comes to actual scheduling and whatnot. But it's mostly just promotion and playing, trying to get the word out as much as we can.
And since, gosh, you said the whole time you've played both as a solo artist and with Jasper, is it difficult to get, like, in those two different headspaces? I don't know if you're going to be doing the same night, you know, both solo and with the band, but is there something that you have to, sort of an internal switch you have to flip to say, like, okay, I'm going to do, you know, these ballads, this is me, this is acoustic, and then, okay, here I am with my band, and we're big, and we're loud, and we're in your face.
It's definitely, it's very weird to do. It is kind of a switch. Honestly, usually a couple of beers. it's very weird. I generally don't play, like, I don't know. I could be lying to you. I feel like maybe 2 years ago I might have played on the same day, but usually for Ladyfest, it's one day I do solo, one day I do Jasper. But I've done other shows where it's two in one night. It's very weird. Usually it's, luckily, it's usually at a different venue, so I'm running from one venue to the next, so, you know, I'm in the car, and I'm listening to, you know, I throw on my Living End CD, I'm going to Jasper, I'm throwing on my Jenny Lewis CD, I'm going to solo. Like, it is kind of, you just gotta get yourself in the mood.
Total different mindset.
Absolutely. I have the most bipolar CD collection you've ever seen. It's pretty crazy.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and be back to talk more with Paige and hear some more live music. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope. On WISO.
Our guest next time, Anna Calvi, is someone you have to hear. Her music has been compared to PJ Harvey and Nick Cave. Brian Eno is her mentor. She's inspired to make her music cinematic by director David Lynch. I'm David Dye. Hear why Anna Calvi is nominated for a Mercury Prize as she joins me right here on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after our excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I'm joined here in the studio by Paige Veller. Paige, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And just a moment ago, we're talking about Ladyfest, about you playing at Ladyfest, both as a solo performer and with Jasper the Colossal. What else do you have coming up as far as live gigs?
Coming up. We've, as well as Jasper, we're also both playing for Dayton Music Fest, which is, what is that, 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Next Friday. That is next Friday, yep. Okay, so it's going to be Jasper on Friday night over at Omega Music at 8 o'clock, and then I will be at the trolley stop at 8 o'clock on the Saturday. So you should come to both.
That'll be a really good time. I can't believe that's sneaking up on us already.
I can't either. I feel like I just got the confirmation email like a week ago, and all of a sudden it's here.
I know. Yeah, having it earlier this year has thrown me off my equilibrium.
I think it has everybody, honestly. I was like, Music Fest? It's not October yet.
It's not cold enough yet. Yes. Well, beyond that, do you have any other gigs planned or just going to be working on the next solo album?
At the moment, I'm kind of trying to, once I get all settled in, moving situation and whatnot, I'm going to try to get together with Jason again. And he said he's going to play a little bass for me. Hopefully I'll find a drummer. I think I might be, spoiler alert, trying out Ian Spencer, but we'll see. He showed some interest, so hopefully he likes it. And then after that, maybe we'll start playing out some full band. That'll be a lot of fun.
Very cool.
That's the plan after these next coming up gigs. I'm not going to be booking too much until probably another month or so goes by until I can see if I can maybe get a backing band going. So
that would be very cool. Something definitely to look forward to. If people want to keep their ear to the ground as far as that goes, where can they check you out online?
I'm on Facebook, Paige Does Dayton. Also MySpace, mostly Facebook. That would be the best way to get in touch with me. If you are interested in playing any percussion, let me know. Other than that, though, there's also music on the Facebook page, and again on Bandcamp.com. There's also, if you look up Paige Beller on Bandcamp, and you should find everything you need.
Great. Well, Paige, is there anything else people ought to know before they come check you out, either at Dayton Music Fest or Lady Fest or all of the above? That's always the trick question.
I don't have any words of wisdom.
I always like to ask because sometimes, you know, there's something very unexpected and, you know, sometimes everyone's like, oh, that's the stumper question.
Well, that's the thing. I'm just going to have to call into the show on my way home. Just be like, oh, I remembered. Say this.
You can totally do that.
That's totally what's going to happen.
I would be totally fine with that. Well, why don't we hear some more music?
Cool.
All right.
This is one of the newest ones I've got. Will be on the upcoming album. I can't take you, and I can't hate you, so I just lie here on the floor. You don't want me, and you just can't see, so I just lie here on the floor. No, I don't wanna be here anymore, but I just don't know how to get up and ignore sweat dripping from my brow as I spin around to find realize my fate, but you're trapped inside my mind, and I cannot escape anymore. And I could hold you, do what I told you, if you just let me in the dark. I can't save you, but I still crave you. Could you please let me in the dark? No, I don't wanna be here anymore, but I just don't know how to get up and ignore sweat dripping from my brow as I spin around to find my fate, but you're trapped inside my mind, and I cannot escape that ring out a little bit. This next song is also a newer one. It's called, I don't even know what it's called yet. I haven't even named it yet. So we'll just go with it. Said that you were on my side, that you put up a good fight. So baby, where did your love die? What
happened after that night. Forgive me for all my confusion, but you're just like a hologram. All your worth was an illusion, then you fade away again. 'Cause when you call on me, I'm always there.
This last song I'm going to do is the title track off of the album Don't You Dare, available on Bandcamp. I need a new car.
Tonight. that you left inside my car the other night. You swore it was out of sight. But you don't know that I can see you when you're with her. And you don't know that I hear what people say. And you don't understand that gotta get back to me. So don't you dare kiss me that way. Don't you dare kiss me that way. I gave you everything you could ever ask for. I came home early and I stayed up late. And no matter how bad things got, well, I never strayed. Cause you were my sunshine, my only sunshine. You made me happy when skies were gray. But she'll never love you the way I loved you. But you still let her take you away. So don't you dare kiss me that way. No, don't you dare kiss me that way.
Paige Veller live on Kaleidoscope. Check out her album. It's called Don't You Dare. We've got a link up to the Bandcamp page on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go get it and check her out at Dayton Music Fest and at Lady Fest coming up. We've got all the info up on the Facebook page. Paige, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Julia.
My pleasure. Coming up, we've got more great music here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be talking to local filmmaker Andy Kopp here in a little while as well about his retrospective of his work that's happening at Inglewood Cinema. All the details coming up in just a little while. Right now, here's a track from Damien Jurado's latest album. It's called Arkansas.